Welcome to Aced It, a dating, romance, and sex advice podcast hosted by Ryan Meyer. This week, I forget my own intro. This podcast may contain adult themes and sexual content. Check the episode description for content warnings, I guess. One take, no do-overs. What's up, everybody? I have energy of a specific brand, and it's mostly just trash. It's looking a little more like spring, IMO, out here in Massachusetts. So my seasonal depression is being stomped into the ground, and that's what's up. So I have all of this built up hibernation energy, and as a result I'm just fucking wilding out. First things first, first order of business. I was on the internet, and I'm here going through the online trying to find for you and everyone you know the lewdest news online. Bring it directly to you. That's right. It's time for lewd news. It's going to get lewd up in here. This week, I just closed my tab. This week, UK porn block comes into force next month, but a £5 ID card will buy you access. So this is like a serious topic, but nonetheless, it is lewd. Apparently, as a result of something called the Digital Economy Act of 2017, part of those measures, I guess, I don't know, I'm assuming it's some kind of law. I don't know how British law works, full disclosure. I don't know how American law works, but at least I know some of the terms. It's designed to prevent children from seeing porn. Under the terms of the act, all commercial pornography services accessible from the UK are required to carry age verification controls. From April, that's a couple weeks from now, anyone attempting to access one of these sites from a UK device will be redirected to a non-pornographic landing page. You must then basically log in to something called Age ID, and you'll be able to log in to the porn. You'll have to verify your age using a credit card, passport, or driver's license. Whack. So, okay. Here's the thing. There is no way it sounds like the age ID thing is an opt-in, but like the big ones the big ones, you know, your Pornhubs, your Brazzers, they're all going to have this thing in it. So it's going to be hard to look into pornography. I would assume, just like anything else you're trying to do, you should just go ahead and probably just get a VPN, set up, going, because A, you can just say, I live in the United States, and then, I would imagine you can just access the pornography. Oh, okay. Yeah. The new age ID system is expected to go live on April 1st. Haha. Though an exact date has not yet been set, any porn site that fails to comply with the new rules faces a fine of up to £250,000. Or they will just get shut off by UK internet service providers. The British Board of Film Classification, BBFC, will also be able to block porn websites if they fail to show they are denying access to under 18s. All right, it's going to get real hard to watch porn if you're a youth. I use ExpressVPN for all of my illicit media acquisition. And it so far has been pretty solid. And you can sell it. You live anywhere. You may be able to get around it with this. I think that you should be able to look at titties. Young boys, the teen lads, they will always find a way to look at the titty. One way or another, they will prevail. You cannot prevent this. Most like 14-year-old boys are tech-savvy enough at this point to circumvent internet stuff. Old people will never be able to keep up with young people in this realm. So, therefore, let the boy look at the titty if he want. That's it. That's all I have. That's my stance on pornography. If you're a UK person, I don't know. Let me know how you feel about the porn block. We get into topics on this program, but I assume most of you are old enough. And if you're not, whatever. I'm not going to stop you. I do advice on this show, for better, for worse. Questions that I get through the internet, hdpodcast.com. Please send me questions. All right. This is an old one. I've been sitting on this one for a while. I have a couple. I generally answer most, I'm going to say about 90% of the questions that come in. And this is one I have been sitting on for a while. It's not my oldest question, but I have it. I hope you still listen to the show, random person. Before I realized I'm trans and started hormones, I definitely had feelings of sexual and romantic attraction. When I started testosterone, lots of people said it would increase my sex drive a ton, but it seemed to do the opposite. This is definitely has something to do with anxiety and past social/mental trauma. That said, I'm in a great place now and really feel like dating would be nice, but I'm nervous and having trouble getting started. How can I approach dating without going online or being in school? They, them. I mean, I've never done or taken or utilized any hormones, so I don't know. Take this with a grain of salt. My understanding is basically it affects everybody different because everybody got different stuff. Hormone, their natural hormones are different, and so therefore changing that makes everybody react differently. So I guess, you know, don't get discouraged. You don't say how old you are, or if is you're, it sounds like you're probably not in college, because you specifically state without being in school. Probably, if you absolutely refuse, I'm gonna assume by saying without going online, you mean explicitly, explicitly like dating websites. Like you're talking about not utilizing something like OkCupid or Tinder or whatever. We'll talk about that in a minute. Stuff I've said on the show before that I will reiterate now. Anytime you're trying to meet people, especially queer people, cons are a great option if you can afford it or you have some local stuff to you. Traveling is not recommended or feasible for everybody. So if you have some local cons, especially like if you like anime, if you like video games, if you like... what other cons be? Are there like, there's probably like cons for big fandoms. But I imagine those are sort of relegated to like really big cities, especially in the States. But cons are a good spot. Otherwise, if you do live in like within spitting distance of a city, there will absolutely be like queer meetup things for people who have interests that you may also have. So if you, I would start just trying to meet people generally, and then take it from there. I haven't tried to date in like 8 years. So, how old am I? I'm 29. Yeah, that tracks. So, like, I don't know what I'm talking about, and that's the point of the show. But see where other queer people are gathering and then go to there. If you like music, I bet you there's queer shows or bands that have a large queer fan base that you could, like, go to. Or maybe there's, like, even more local stuff. Like, I feel like niche interests are your friends here. Do that if you want. That being said, making new friends via like internet stuff, like finding your favorite thing on Tumblr and going through the tags and just, you know, for that thing and reblogging and interacting with those people, you know, getting some follows and follows back, you know, start a few conversations. I feel like if you're nervous about dating, the step before that is to like just get not nervous about meeting people in general, so that at least that part is not also making you uncomfortable, right? Yeah. I think that's it. Go meet some people in spaces that you want to find people who have common interests with you, and then go talk to them. You're going to have to talk to people, which is a sentence that I hate saying. I don't want to talk to anyone. Not really, anyway. But yeah, go to things where queer presence is strong, and you will meet people, if nothing else. And then, you know, try to date them. I hope that helped. That's what's up. Next question. Here it is. I'm not sure if I'm ace or arrow or not. I'm 21 and have never really had any desire to date or have sex with anyone. Sometimes I'll have brief moments of thinking someone's attractive and wonder, but it always passes very quickly. Lately, some of my friends have been pressuring me to date, but I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. I've only ever been on one date in my life, and the idea of dating just makes me feel stressed and unhappy. Am I just scared of commitment? Also, I worry I'll just be leading someone on if I date them, just to figure out if I like dating. My friends also are always talking about how they feel pressured to find someone to marry soon, and I worry I'm wasting time not dating whether I want to or not. Am I just a coward? How did you figure out you were ace? That's from Amy Tom. All right. There's like 8 questions in here. What's the easiest one to do first? Am I just a coward? No. Moving on. Am I just scared of commitment? Maybe. But I think there's other stuff to unpack that may or may not influence the commitment part, and I don't think the commitment part is necessarily as big of a factor in your specific situation as you might think. I want to talk about for a bit. Lately, some of my friends have been pressuring me to date, and my friends are also always talking about how they feel pressured to find someone to marry soon. And I'm worried I'm wasting time not dating. All right, here's skinny. You are 21 years old. I'm going to assume you're American just based on the general vibe I get from the way you talk in your writing. But if you're not, apologies. In America, more and more, and more often, there's more research and more census data being gathered that is basically saying everyone's getting married way later. Way later. I'm 29. Yuck. And I've been to exactly one wedding of, like, my friend group, right? And like, they had been together for 12 years. So, I guess what I'm getting at is don't let them pressure you, because it's not, it's their problem, right? Like, you're 21, you have loads and loads of time to do all of this stuff. And it turns out if you start dating at 40, no one cares anymore. Like, it doesn't matter. None of this. I think the fear that your friends have to find someone to marry is a very archaic, puritanical way of viewing the role of women in society. 'Cause I'm making a lot of assumptions here. I'm going to also assume that the friends you're talking about are women, because to be honest, most men that I know of are never at least expressing the pressure that they might feel about getting married. I feel like that doesn't happen nearly as often for men as it does for women. So don't let them bully you into wanting to date, right? Don't let their anxieties and their insecurity influence your life choices. Now, okay, having said all of that, if you're not sure if you're ace or arrow, you're in a tricky spot. Especially considering you've never really had dates. I think if you've gone on for like your whole high school and you never had the desire, you were never attracted to anyone, you never wanted to go on a date, odds are in your favor that you could be some shade of ace or arrow or both, right? You could also just be someone who's, I guess, a late bloomer, if you will, which I don't like that term because it sort of implies that you're behind, which is something that you're actually actively worried about. But, like, honestly, it doesn't matter when you start dating. Because, like, lives are so weird now. There's no rules anymore. And so it's whenever you're comfortable to start doing stuff, whenever you're in a good place. I feel like no matter what, even if you're totally ace and totally arrow, I think you will know when you're ready as a person to accept another person into your life in any capacity. And that's like friendship. That's a partner that's going on dates. Like I think you'll know if you're ready to do anything. And if you're not ready, it's also incredibly fine. The idea of dating just makes me feel stressed and unhappy. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then subsequently from that, don't worry about it also later when your friends are talking about it. I think you should trust your gut. And what I can sense from your gut here is that you don't want to date or have sex. It makes you unhappy to think about it. Don't let your friends tell you what you need to be worrying about. Don't let your friends influence you and make you worry about shit you weren't actually worried about. The long story short of your how did I personally figure out I was ace? The long story short is I had a conversation with friends where I was asked a bunch of questions about, like, well, am I attracted to people? And, you know, you go through your life. Like, I'm different in that I had dated and sexed and all of these things prior to coming out, right? So I had some of that experience to look back on and reflect and be like, oh, wait, maybe I actually didn't have any feelings of any kind. And it was sort of just trying to fit in as a kid, as like a teen. So, I mean, I get, you sound ace to me. That's what's up. I hope that helped. I think, long story short, you should just try being Ace and Arrow for a little while. It sounds like you've been doing that anyway. So I say lean in. You'll know if it doesn't work for you when you're like, oh, wait, no, I feel something. You'll meet someone. Like, I think that's how a lot of demi people get their start, is it's just like, oh, I've never met anyone that tickles me in this way until you do. And then you're like, oh, this feeling, I have it for this person. If that doesn't happen, then don't worry about it. I think that's it. I've been going kind of long. I'm going to wrap it up. I hope that helped. This has been Aced It. Get yourself onto acedpodcast.com. Get me a question. I need them. You can also send me an email, acedpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me a question that way. You should follow me on Twitter at acedpod. I make jokes sometimes. You should go to nobang.zone. That's my Patreon page. You should, if you like the show, if you chip in a buck every month, you get an after show each and every week where I talk about whatever I want. It's just more show. So you should, if you like the show, give me a buck. You get another little chunk of episode. Thank you to Jamie, also known as Raccoon Hearted on Twitter. He made the artwork for Aced It, and he has commissions open. You should have him draw you something for money. Give him money. You should also check out Red Foreman. They did the intro music for Aced It, which they have a Bandcamp page. They're releasing stuff. They're making cool stuff. Generally a good band. Is it a band? If you're just... They make music in their room. And it's really good. Is that a band? I don't know. You should check out their stuff. Red Foreman, they're on Bandcamp. They're on Spotify. Go check them out. Thank you, as always, to my beautiful patrons. You're all my wonderful children. I can't find... They changed the way Patreon looked. There we go. View all current patrons. There we go. Thank you to Sydney, Hannah, and Anouk for your generous contributions every month. I really appreciate it. All y'all patrons keeping it afloat over here in this house. So thank you. And that's going to do it. Thanks for listening. Until next week, keep it sexy. Keep it ace.